Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You just don't think you do, but you do.
That's right.
It's Monday, the 15th of December. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is in San Diego. Jennifer Horn is in Los Angeles. And the poll over the weekend that many of you took at DougSteffen.com, thank you for telling us how you feel about various things. The top 10 talk topics is what we focus on over the weekend. What was the most important one to you? And of the list of let's see, we have 10 different things here. I thought it was interesting. Oil prices were number one with most people. 18% of you thought that was the most important issue, and I think it is. Price you're paying for gasoline, how it affects what you can spend for Christmas, that sort of thing. Is it good for the economy? 17% of you said the Gruber Obamacare testimony. Yeah, I can. I think that's more sort of like a spectator sport.
Exactly.
Anything else?
He's such a great name.
But one
Gruber?
That really affects
Gruber. Yeah, oh, sure it does.
Everybody's
everything.
Everybody's affected by the health care bill.
So 14% of you said the government shutdown issue, which was taken care of by that vote in the Senate over the weekend, as most of you know. The president will sign it today. 11% of you said the CIA torture report. I thought there'd be more people interested in that than there are. It's up there in the top five for sure. 10% presidential prospects or prospectors. I think that's really, isn't that the word? These guys, all these potential candidates are all out there prospecting to see how much they can turn up. Who will support me? And under what circumstances will I be supported? I think that's kind of really where it is in no small manner, frankly. A lot of focus on, I don't know, I was going to say there wasn't much. The news media is trying to get people interested in the climate talks taking place in Peru, but I don't see it. I don't see a lot. I see a lot of stories, but I don't hear a lot of conversation about it because it just seems to be the same old thing. Rich people, rich countries, poor countries. It's the this, and the UN is trying to stir people up into having the international community look at and try to limit greenhouse gas emissions. It's the same old ruse that will, in a manner of speaking, sort of the greenhouse gas stuff. Most of us think it's what's coming out of the tailpipe of our car, and it really isn't. It's what's coming out of the smokestacks of these big industrial complexes in China and in Asia. Not so much in our country anymore, because we've put all kinds of scrubbers on these stacks, and we've done all kinds of things that are considered by most to be responsible. They're certainly responsible enough, even though there's the lingering problem of soft coal and how it burns, and do we have it, and goes on and on and on. Speaking of what's going on and on and on, Bill Cosby broke his silence. I was more interested. He got interviewed by the New York Post. His wife's name is Camille.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen boo from her, right, through this whole thing until now. Cosby addressed how his wife has weathered the allegations and the public scrutiny. He said, quote, love and the strength of womanhood.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Let me say that again. Love and the strength of womanhood. And you could reverse it, the strength of womanhood and love.
I don't understand what that means.
I don't necessarily understand it either. Anybody want to interpret
that? We're on the same page.
Yeah.
I guess he's saying she's a strong woman and is dealing with it well.
How long has he been married? Is he the only wife he's ever had?
Yeah, no, forever.
Wow. So she must have known about his philandering. One way or another.
You would think.
Hey, you know why Bill Cosby cries during Mace.
Nice.
Sorry, I stole that joke from my friend Brian Whitman, but I had to give that to you.
we're sorry you stole that.
Mace, get it?
All right, so let's go down this, as long as we're going down this road, Jennifer, and we're being sort of impudent, not impudent, but impudent as a you were there. There are a lot of friends who are now getting in on the on this act, this rape accusation at the University of Virginia. Story floating around now that this article in Rolling Stone that used her account of the assault at the University of Virginia frat house was wrong on key points. Many of her friends are disputing what she has said. So the only reason this is important is to indict the news media or somebody who claims to be a journalist or some rag that claims to have some value other than entertainment, and it doesn't. The Rolling Stone is an entertainment medium, period. It's not any journalistic endeavor, as they have proven. And why do they even run stories? Why would you go to the Rolling Stone for a story like this in the first place? Well, this is a Time Magazine story. It's not a Rolling Stone story.
Rolling Stone used to do lots of investigative journalism.
Mm-hmm. But then it would appear they're not very good at it anymore, Kenny.
No, they get into the MTV generation. They got much more interested in what Huey Lewis was up to than what was going on in the news. So this is unusual for them now.
Mm. Well, I just think that we kind of get carried away sometimes with this stuff. And
I don't think any of, quote-unquote, Jackie, the girl who's named in the article as the one who's raped, I don't think any of her friends are denying that she was.
No.
In fact, they told her to go to the police away, and she didn't.
Yeah.
But they are definitely disputing the article and some of the facts in the article. And I heard one of the guys saying they got so much information about me wrong, it made me question anything in the article.
Right. Yep.
And this is a guy who's a friend of the girl who was raped who told her to go to the police.
Yeah.
So, what it really does is it hurts her ability to get any kind of help.
Yeah. All right, let's have a little Monday morning quarterbacking here, Richie. It seems like the football season...
Redskins suck.
Well,
Broncos rock.
It seems like the football season just got started now.
That's what I said yesterday. Now
Broncos are the champions of the AFC West.
Yay!
Fourth straight time. What other
yep.
things went on over the weekend that were of significance, or with Sunday football anyway, Richie?
Let's see. What did I watch? I watched Green Bay lose to the Green Bay lose to the Bills 21-13. That was a big shock. All Packers fans were afraid of the Bills. They've got just a killer defense.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Rodgers, who hadn't been picked off barely anything all year, had two picks in that game yesterday. Bengals over the Browns 30-0. Texans lose to the Colts 17-10. Colts are a rocking team. Dolphins lose to the Patriots 41-13.
Really?
Steelers over the Falcons 27-10. Jets 16. Titans 11. Who cared about that game? Another good game I watched was the Seahawks beat the 49ers 17-7. 49ers going to be looking for a new coach next year. Ravens over the Jaguars 20-10. Bucks lose to the Panthers in a close one 19-17. Raiders lose to the Chiefs. The Raiders are almost as bad as the Redskins. 31-13. Chiefs are great. My Redskins lose to the Giants. That was a who cares game. 24-13. RG3 came out, played good for a little while, and then started getting sacked every other play again. Broncos over the Chargers. Yuha Broncos. 22-10. And Vikings lose to the Lions. And all the Green Bay fans were hoping the Vikings would win that one. And Cowboys beat the Eagles last night. So the Eagles could have locked it up, but the Cowboys bring it back for another week.
Last week when I asked you to do this, somebody sent me an email. I had forgotten about it until just now, asking me why I go down. I don't do sports, generally speaking. We don't do a lot of politics because that's not really where it's at from the point of view of a lot of folks who just kind of get tired of the same old, same old. So why do you do this? And I do it mostly because I want it to be a launching point for discussions of the things that do matter to me.
Uh-oh. Did you just trick us, and Rich and I were getting all excited about the Broncos.
We've come up with a series. I'm going to have, starting this week, a series of guests on who are football players. I think there's one baseball player, but most of them are football players, and they have been through the concussion routine, and they have had their tests, and they're willing to talk about what went on in their careers and what the test results are. And I think that it's just because they feel, as I do, they want to talk to children. They want to talk to young men and women who would play soccer, but they want you to know what you face in case something happens. And that's what this is. I believe this is important focus, and therefore it continues to be, I don't know if a crusade is the right word for it, but I think something that we can sort of counter some of the manipulation that the news media has for these sorts of things. So,
well, if you want another opportunity to see a concussion tonight at 8:30, the Saints are playing the Bears.
That's right. The Bears.
For your Monday Night Football.
All right. For those of you who have not ordered Provia yet, now is your best chance to do it. So you say, Doug, what's Provia? I never heard of Provia before. Provia is, I saw an ad, and I said this to Meredith last night. We were watching something on television. There was an ad for a very expensive product that supposedly helps women get their hair back, and it's the same stuff. It's made from the same ingredients that Provia is made from, and it costs about 10 times as much. Provia is a natural botanical extract that is used. It has in it the sort of absorption, I guess that's what it is, but it takes and gets under the stuff that you've used for shampoos that will plug up your pores for years and years. It just sort of, if you can, I mean, that's, it's very gentle, but it's the same sort of thing as, I use acid body as an example of something that can lift out from a particular type of metal, extract things that are impurities. The shampoos that you've used over the years that were cheap, that plugged up your pores, and that's why you lost your hair, you got to cleanse that out, and then you got to use really good products and stop using the cheap stuff. But in order to get the hair to grow again, you need Provia to get down under and lift out all of that stuff that's in the pores, so that the what's underneath your scalp are more follicles of hair wanting to come out through those pores. Cleanse out the pores, you get hair, you understand how it works. That's what Provia does. You'll find when you go, you can go into their website, Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, if you'd like to see all of the testimonies from people listen to this program and others who have noticed a great deal of difference since they started using Provia to cleanse their scalp. It's an amazing thing. So, if you would like to give yourself the gift of good looks, call 800-525-8319. Provia will work for you. You'll get your hair back or you get your money back. Either your hair, what's your money or your life? Your hair or your money? In this case, 800-525-8319. Is it life and death? No. But is it cool stuff? Yes. Will you look better after you've used it? Yep. And if you mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-525-8319 to order the Provia, you'll get free express shipping, so you get it quickly, very quickly. 800-525-8319 to get your hair back.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber, fully loaded, take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-591-6080, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-591-6080, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-591-6080. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-591-6080 now.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How do you spell Hanukkah? Those are the Levies. We use that as a setup for our one-hit artist of the day, or the one-hit wonder, the one-hit song. The Hanukkah season is upon us, starts tomorrow. So we have a number of Hanukkah songs that you've heard over the years. There's only one that is perceived to be really sort of a hit and done by a fellow who's very well known. There are a lot of artists who have had successes in other areas. Only one Hanukkah song that hit the charts, and this is it. Who is this?
Hanukkah is the festival of life. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights.
888-302-3684, if you know who this is.
When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish. Just like you and me.
Prize is the gift pack from Mannheim Steamroller. For this year, there's an explosion there, Richie. Let's enjoy this.
So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Bonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together. What a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Don't you wish? Put on your yarmulke. It's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got
Abbey. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah. Oh, forget a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana.
Hi. That's see if we can figure this out. Not a lot of heavy lifting involved in this. Roger, who do you think it is?
Well, I think it might be Adam Sandler.
You think it might be Adam Sandler?
So. Hmm.
Really? Hold on a second. Dustin, is Roger right or not?
I believe he's right.
You believe he's right, but you're not sure. You're not
100% sure.
I believe I'm right also.
Really?
Wow. Roger,
it's always good to
right.
feel that way.
That's good. Good for you, Roger. And Dustin, you think he's right, but you don't really know for sure, right?
No, he's 100% right.
100% right. Wow. Two guys who agree on something.
Men with conviction.
One from Arizona, the other is Pennsylvania. Richie, give them both, will you please, a Mannheim Steamroller prize package, the Christmas album, and that canister of cinnamon hot chocolate. You guys will love it. Merry Christmas to both of you. Thanks for being here on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong?
But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Mouths moving in motion. Guess that's redundant, isn't it? Mouths moving in motion. Mouths moving equals motion, right? Is your brain in gear? Always put your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion. I found that to be a good rule of thumb. As we work on the issues of the day, the implications of some of the stories, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 33 after the hour, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Kenny, and Richie and I are here to work our way through the last day. Today is the final day that you can take advantage of the Christmas Santa thing at the post office. Didn't we have somebody on last? Was it the end of last week or middle of last week? Lady from the post office on to explain how the Santa replication, not replication, what is it? What's the next tense of reply? Santa will reply to letters from children. Special postal program. This has been going on for 100 years. And I just remind you of it because I think it's kind of cool. Millions of children write a list. They make a wish list for Santa every year, hoping that he will make all of their dreams come true. And then the exciting thing about this is that Santa writes back. That's very cool. We take our shots at the Postal Service, most of them well-deserved, but in this case, this Letters from Santa thing is very nice. Very good program. Allows any person to play Santa by sending a letter signed by St. Nick to any child. If you follow what this lady told us, the Letters from Santa program, done by the post office, is basically a parent or somebody writing back as Santa Claus, so I hate to break the bubble here, but that's what it is, to their own children, in essence. And so you can take advantage of it. It's the instructions are fairly simple. You can get them by going to the Postal Service website. And then you send the envelope, you send the letter back to your child from Santa, put it in an envelope, you send it up to their North Pole postmark at the postmaster in Anchorage, right? And then the letter's mailed back to your child, postmarked from the North Pole. What's wrong with that? It's a great, I think it's a terrific thing, frankly. I'm a child at heart, as most of you know, so there you go. Help yourself. The United States Navy. Little black eye, little embarrassed here. sailors suspect of viewing secretly recorded videos of female shipmates undressing in the submarine shower. This is the second piece of information on this scandal, which is growing. Exposed, we talked about this, I think, last week. The Navy Times has the story. The Navy is impaired. The gender integration effort that started 4 years ago is problematic, especially on a submarine. So why do they have women on submarines? Well, are these people... What does it take for a guy to keep his pants on?
No.
Or to just be normal? What is there about this? And Richie said, Richie was the most vehement about this. You put these women and men together.
It's true. What do you...
Happen?
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, why does that have to happen? Why can't they just be adults about it?
Because men are programmed, more than women. I mean, women to some extent, but men are programmed to be sexual animals almost. I mean, I don't know.
And you trap one in a cage for 6 months at a time,
and
nature takes
over. Well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of a sad comment in society, isn't it? 888-302-36.
Humanity?
84, maybe humanity, yeah. Texas, one of the few states with an outright ban on the open carry of handguns. That could change, however. Governor-elect Greg Abbott expected to push for expanded gun rights. Are you surprised that Texas is one of the few states that has a ban? You'd have thought it'd be the other way around. I would have thought that. Wouldn't you? You'd have thought that there was open carry in Texas. Not now.
I would think there is, yeah.
But if it's good enough for Massachusetts, somebody said in Texas, it ought to be good enough for us. So if Texas, it does allow concealed handguns, but they want to have an open, like the Old West. I never saw anybody in Massachusetts with a gun on other than a policeman or a sheriff or, you know, somebody who's a process server. I have never seen a man or a woman with a holster on and a gun that I could see. Never. Ever, ever, ever.
Well, if you did, it wouldn't be concealed, to be fair.
No, but I'm saying this is open carry. The people in Texas say if open carry is good enough for the state that I live in, Massachusetts, who would have thunk it, then it ought to be good enough for us.
But so open carry doesn't mean you can wear a holster, does it?
Well, what does open carry mean?
Yeah.
It means it's open. You can see it.
Yeah.
We're
going to
carry it.
Could you imagine just seeing people walking around with holsters?
Howdy.
Here's something that I consider good news. A couple from Florida who got unrelenting phone calls from the Bank of America got $1 million from a federal judge on Friday.
Ooh.
They received 700 collection calls from the Bank of America over a four-year period. The couple, Nelson and Joyce Coniglio, say the bank badgered them after they got behind in their house payments. Even after they hired an attorney, the calls kept coming. They are both 69. They've been married for 45 years. They went to federal court in Florida to stop the harassment. They live in Tampa. 3 months later, they got a default judgment when the Bank of America missed the deadline for responding to the complaint. The attorney said the bank needs to pay up right now. Unlike Bank of America, we're only going to call them once, he said. This is because of the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. The damages were tripled. They are liable for $500 a call. So they called, the couple kept all the calls. They brought him to the judge. Judge says, okay, guilty. $500 a call times three. $1 million, please. Right now. Good for them. These big banks, screw them.
I got a way to stop the harassing calls.
How's that, Richie?
Pay your bills.
Well, that's not a bad
idea.
But if who knows what their circumstances were? I'm not saying that they're right because their bills were.
Then sell your house.
Well, in this circumstance, I can imagine, though, what went on. Because because there is just there's no end with some of these people. I didn't even know there was a bank themselves. I'm sure there was some agent that worked for some private company that was a collector.
It irks me that somebody who can't pay their mortgage is going to get $1 million for being harassed by somebody they owe money to.
It doesn't seem fair
at all. When I play by the rules and pay my mortgage every month, nobody's giving me $1 million.
Well, Richie, pretty soon the federal government is going to make it very easy for you to borrow money again. There's a bill in the hopper.
I want somebody to give me money. Okay. I want my $3 million.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's a system that benefits low life. That's
right.
For sure.
It's no longer allowed. Who delivers the $10 million from Publishers Clearinghouse? Is that still doing? Is that still going on first year?
I saw a commercial for it a while ago. Yeah. I want somebody to knock on my door with $1 million.
There you go, Richie. There it is.
Seacrest is probably in talks to take that over.
I know. I'd imagine.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Although I think the check might be too big for him to carry.
He has people that'll do that.
He's a little man.
He is a little guy.
Put him in my pocket.
The NFL Players Association, Richie, is going to file a lawsuit against the league today.
Which dirtbag are they protecting this time?
This is Adrian Peterson again.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
On behalf of Mr. Peterson, the let's see, this is in USA Today today. Peterson pleaded no contest last month to misdemeanor reckless assault charges for injuring his 4-year-old back in May. We all know the story. Why doesn't it go away? Because it's good copy and people get themselves always covered.
He's threatening to retire.
Yeah. Oops. So what?
Threatening to retire.
What is that?
You know what? I just may retire.
So what?
Well, people don't believe him because there's a lot of money to be made still. The guy's still got a lot of years left in him. And when you see that check dangled in front of you, the big $1 million check that Ryan Seacrest would be offering you, he's got about 50 of those left.
Reverend Timothy Kane. Anybody know who he is?
Nope.
Want to know or not?
Sure.
Just this has to be Joe Roots.
Tell me who he is, and then I'll let you know whether it was worth hearing.
No, wait. No. I said, who wants to know?
You said yes.
No. Jennifer says yes. Kenny, you break the tie.
Why not? Sure.
He doesn't really want to know, but he doesn't want to be mean.
No. Why not? Reverend Kane is a Catholic priest.
A lot of conviction there.
That's right, Richie. He was convicted of embezzling money from the Angel Fund, the charity for Detroit's poor. A priest stealing money from the Angel Fund. He'll be sentenced today by the circuit court judge. He was convicted in October of 6 felony counts related to defrauding the archdiocese. This charity program, the Angel Fund, been going on in Detroit for years. This guy stole all the money. So what should happen? What should be his punishment? He's going to go to hell? Or does he need a little hell on earth? What is this guy? What should he get? Who thinks he should go to jail? Pay a fine? What's the appropriate?
Embezzlement. It's a jailable offense.
Jailable? Yeah, how long? 6 counts.
A year or two.
Really?
So, I mean, you got like that, you take his job away, you throw him out in the street, he's pretty much got his penalty there. But still, he should go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, you're a Catholic.
I think you have to go to jail. Thieves go to jail.
Kenny, you're a Catholic. Doesn't make any difference.
Yep.
Senator,
lock him up.
Lock him up.
Absolutely.
Throw away the
Catholic key. Priests are very popular in prison.
Rich.
Please.
He's going to make lots and lots of friends.
All right. Okay. Jennifer Horn has the television report.
Bring some class to this place.
Okay. Jennifer, updates. Who's going to show up on the final episode of 2.5 Men? Duh. It's 16 before the hour, and good day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-825.
8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to compensation. Xarelto is a prescribed blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. Doctors have discovered they were unable to control or reverse serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, or stroke after taking Xarelto, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim, so call now for a free consultation. 800-630-6720. 800-630-6720. This is an advertisement, non-attorney paid spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, San Diego, California.
There was 57 channels and another night. 57 channels and another night.
All right, let's get to the television report. Another CBS program that isn't so new, even though it'll be new, Jen.
The new. CBS is taking another stab at expanding the Criminal Minds franchise, Dougie. CBS is developing a new spinoff series that'll first air as an episode of Criminal Minds coming up in February. If it works out well, it would become the second planted spinoff from Criminal Minds. The first was Criminal Minds Suspect Behavior. It aired in 2011, but was just canceled after that first year. The executive producer of the show is Erica Messer. She's going to write the episode and executive produce it, and it's going to focus on a division of the FBI that helps Americans in trouble abroad. I actually kind of like that concept. That might be kind of a fun one. No casting attached yet, but again, it'll air in February. Now, speaking of CBS, this one is, as you mentioned earlier, Dougie, the duh story of the day. Ashton Kutcher from Two and a Half Men appeared on the Ellen Show on Friday and apparently let out a little bit of a secret, a little spoiler alert, so turn down your radio if you don't want to know, but here's the big surprise. While discussing the upcoming series finale of the sitcom, which airs in February as well, Ellen asked whether Charlie Sheen would return, caught off guard, which you can't imagine that he is. He must have like two brain cells. Ashton Kutcher's mouth gaped open. He flailed his arms and shook his head in silence. He pulled himself together and said, if you're working on the Warner Bros. Lot, if there's sirens, come save me. So kind of made it a little funny thing. But I've heard that he's going to come back as a ghost in the final episode, which airs on February 19th at 8:30.
Winning.
Now, HBO has a documentary in the works, Dougie, that focuses on the life of rock musician Kurt Cobain. Variety Magazine had this story and reports that HBO is working on this project about the lead singer who died two decades ago at the age of 27. You remember him? He killed himself. Brett Morgan is the filmmaker here. He's the one profiling Kurt Cobain, who died in 1994. It's supposed to air in 2015. And then Martin Scorsese and Benicio del Toro are developing Cortez, which is a drama
drama for HBO. And it's about Hernando Cortez. The premium cable channel is developing a project from about the Spanish conquistador, which is kind of funny. It's going to detail the story of his life, who brought the end to the Aztec Empire, and be kind of a fun thing. Anytime you get Martin Scorsese involved with HBO, he does really good things. So kind of fun. If you're a fan of those cable series, this is going to be a good one.
A lot of people are. Cable, Netflix.
I'm telling you, all those independents, it's taken over.
All right, let's see. Where are we? Looks like 51 minute. Wow, it's 51 after the hour already.
That's right. Is it time flies, going? Right?
We're having fun.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Good day time. Well, time is not as important as where we are and what we're doing. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen with Belinda Jo Carlisle, singer who gained worldwide fame as the lead singer of the Go-Go's, admittedly one of the most successful all-female bands of all time, selling more than 7 million albums in just 3 years. And later on, Belinda had a successful solo career. Hits like Mad About You, I Get Weak, Circle in the Sand, Leave a Light On, Heaven is a Place on Earth. Frankly, Belinda, that's my favorite of all of your songs.
It's a great one.
It is a great.
Thank you.
Yeah, neat, neat, neat. So you have found success more than you thought, not as much as we think about Belinda Carlisle and what she aspired to do as a youngster and what she has done as she has grown into maturity. How does your life look as you look back on it?
Oh my God, I've had the most amazing experiences. I think I've lived about 10 lifetimes in one lifetime so far. And, you know, it's still to this day even wilder in some ways and even more exciting. So, I'm really proud of what the Go-Go's achieved. And you know, we had no idea what we were doing, but it just worked. And then going on to my own thing. And I've been very, very, very blessed.
What's affected you, your family, your health? What things in your career have affected how you feel in approaching your, and I put this competition about your work every day?
Well, of course, I think that more than anything, I mean, you know, it's no secret that I've struggled. You know, I had a 30-year struggle with addiction and drugs and alcohol, and I think that affected my health, of course, which in turn affected my creativity. So I'd say number one, the number one thing for that affects my work is my health and my mental state of being.
Mm-hmm. And as you've gotten older, and I'm going to be very gingerly with this because
yeah, you have to tread lightly, Dougie.
Yeah, I do, because well, I live with somebody who's your age, and some of the things that are going on with you are going on with her and millions of other
and my
women.
Wife.
Yeah, Richie's wife is not like hello. Everybody goes through the things that
yeah.
you
can't escape it
as you mature, and you're not afraid to talk about how your life has been affected by your own menopausal experiences. Right?
It's funny. It's like how you approach that subject. It's a taboo subject, and mm-hmm. no one likes to talk about it. And you know, women of a certain age, a lot of them out there, as I was, in denial about it when it does approach. And, you know, I mean, my mother had a terrible time with menopause, and I just assumed that I was probably going to inherit that terrible time when you know, my turn came around to you know, and my that age came around. But, you know, and I started with the menopausal symptoms. They got worse and worse to the point where I was having, on a bad day, 40 a day. I went to my...
Meaning hot flashes? What kind of symptoms were you having? Hot, right?
Hot flashes, which I think, for me, out of all the symptoms, are the worst. They're humiliating, they're debilitating, they're very uncomfortable. I went to my doctor and got my levels checked. My estrogen levels were down, so of course I was experiencing all that stuff. It wasn't my, you know, wasn't my imagination. He said, well, before we do any sort of HRT or whatever, I want you to try this little device. It snaps into your underwear, and I kind of rolled my eyes and thought, okay, whatever, you know. So I took it home, I put it in, and within 2 days, I went from, on a bad day, 40 hot flashes a day, and all the, you know, sleeplessness and, you know, mood swings, to zero. And that
wow.
was 4 years ago, and I have no menopausal symptoms, zero. And I think this is something that all women should know about. It changed my life completely.
What's it called, Belinda? What is
and where do I get one for my wife?
Yeah, I get one for mine.
Well, you go to the website, ladycareusa.com. You can learn all about it. It's drug-free. It's a device with magnetic properties. And, you know, why not check it out? And it saved me tens and tens of thousands of dollars of, you know, HRT. So
it's not drugs. It's a magnet, you say.
It's a magnet. It's basically
a
magnet.
Cool.
I don't like to say that, but it's yeah, we call it a device, but it is a magnet. And it's been magnets for thousands of years in medicine. So
right.
it doesn't affect your hormones. What it does is it rebalances what is called the autonomic nervous system. So
this is something that we really need to underscore. LadyCareUSA.com. Check that out. Belinda Carlisle, thank you.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.